Hello, I am Michelle Kaneko, your host, your ghost host. And welcome to Parks and Pixie Dust, where we discover the magic of the Disneyland Resort. If you have access to the internet, you've probably heard of YouTube. Just in case you haven't, it's a diverse video sharing website that allows independent creators to create any kind of video they can think of and share it with the world. On this platform, a large variety of communities have sprung up, including one based on Disney. This little corner of the internet is home to videos on everything Disney, whether it be news, food, animation, unboxing, fun facts, and of course, the Disney parks. Today, we have on YouTuber and actor Maxwell Glick. His YouTube channel, Mr. Cheesy Pop, has gained over 45,000 subscribers since 2008 with his first Disney video in 2010. It's easy to assume that if there's any new news, new characters, or new food in the Disney community, that it won't be long until it's on his channel. If you aren't familiar with the Disney side of YouTube, you may also recognize him from his role on the Lizzie Bennet Diaries, or his guest starring roles on The Mentalist, Castle, or The Office. Maxwell, it's great to have you on today. Are you ready to talk Disney?
Let's do it.
I love the enthusiasm.
Always.
Okay, so first question that I have that probably anyone who listened closely to that intro is that your YouTube channel name is Mr. Cheesy Pop. How did you come to that name?
Mr. Cheesy Pop. So, it really has nothing to do with Disney. I actually have a video about this that I put up like a month or so ago explaining the origin of it. But it basically is because, so back in the day when you had to come up with screen names for things, that I was really into cheesy pop music. That is the reason. So, like when I had to make like my AOL screen name, for those of you young people out there, it was this thing where you went online before you where you had to dial up. Oh my gosh. So, when I was little, I was really into cheesy pop music, like NSYNC, Britney, Backstreet Boys. There you go, Mr. Cheesy Pop. Came from there, and then it just stuck, because I was like, oh, should I change my channel name to, you know, my name, Maxwell Glick, or I, you know, but then people, when they would see me, would be like, Mr. Cheesy Pop. So it just kind of became a thing, and people liked it. So it's me now.
Oh, that's a really creative story. I was really hoping that you weren't going to say that you had this really weird soda that tasted like cheese. I was trying to think of what the story could be there.
Yeah. People have their, a lot of like, oh, I thought it was because you like cheesy popcorn or cheese or, yeah, no, yeah, that's it.
That makes a lot more sense than cheese flavored soda. Okay, so since this is a Disney, more specifically a Disneyland radio show, what is your backstory with Disney? How did you kind of get into it?
Yeah, sure. It's always been a part of my life ever since I was little. We took family trips to Disney World, you know, every few years or so. And then when I moved out here to L.A. 11 years ago, what? Time flies. So I moved out here 11 years ago, and I was one of the first things I did was get a Disneyland annual pass because I loved it. And then once I got that, I started going to the parks a lot, and it just made my Disney obsession grow even more, being here and being so close to the parks. Yeah.
Yes, it's very, very easy to get kind of enthralled in it. And like every time that you go, you discover something new, like, oh, this snack is amazing. I need to go have it five more times this week. Yeah. Or it's like, oh, this is a really nice quiet spot in the park. That's rare.
Yeah, they exist. I know. Even today.
They're hard to find, but.
Yeah, much harder today than 10 years ago. But yeah.
Okay, so going back a little bit, since your channel did kind of start before the YouTube side of it necessarily, what inspired you to create the channel?
You know, after, I mean, I had it just sitting around. I didn't really know what to do with it. And then after the Lizzie Bennet Diaries, I was an actor on the Lizzie Bennet Diaries, which is like a big hit. And then it ended. And then I was like, what do I do? So I kind of was just trying to figure out what to do with my channel after Lizzie Bennet ended, and I was like, I love Disney. Why don't I just start making Disney videos? And so that's pretty much what happened. I just came up with like an idea to go to the parks and make some videos. Call it How to Disney, where I like teach you how to do things at Disney, share my knowledge, and it just sort of grew from there.
So kind of along that lines of kind of growing into a Disney-related YouTube channel, at what point did you just kind of look around and realize, oh, it's not just me making Disney videos, I am kind of part of a community?
Yeah, I mean, once I started doing it, and I guess, you know, I was at the beginning of it, and then I start seeing, you know, this, wow, look at these other people, they all, this is a thing. And it's a very niche community on YouTube that has grown a lot in the last few years, and it's really exciting to be part of it. And, you know, I just think, you know, I think the best part of it is, you know, you meet, other people that share the same passion, and that's really neat to just like what we're doing today. You know, because we share this like insane passion for this thing, and it's so cool to meet like-minded people. You know,
yeah, being able to go to the parks and be like, oh, hey, I can talk to you about this really obscure thing that was just announced for Disney, because I know that you probably also know about it.
Exactly, I know every day I'm like, well, what Disney news came out today?
Oh, yeah, well, what did they finish with Star Wars Land today?
Yep, I know, crazy.
So with your YouTube channel, do you have some kind of goal with it? Maybe to get recognized so it could lead to more acting jobs or just to grow the channel?
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, my hopes were, I guess, Disney would, you know, see me and, you know, want to work with me in some way at some point. And so I've just used it as, you know, a creative way to share something I love with people who love it, and then to have it actually become part of my career is a bonus, I think. And if Disney sees it, and I mean, they have, obviously, like, I've gotten to do some, you know, cool things, and have invited me to some, you know, different events and whatnot. And if they ever want to work further with me, that's great. If not, I keep making the videos the same way I do it. I mean, the goal is just to keep making content that makes people happy and makes me happy, 'cause that's what it's all about. I've kind of created this channel that's a safe, fun place for families. That's what I like to hear from families like the most, because I hear from, you know, parents of like young children, and they're like, you know, my kid watches you, and it's so nice to have a place online I can like feel comfortable, like that's awesome. So hearing stuff like that, it's like, oh yeah, that's why I do this. This is great. Yeah.
Oh, I feel warm now.
Yeah.
This is nice, happy. So to kind of go back to something I said, you said that Disney has reached out to you before. Can you elaborate a little bit on maybe what events they've reached out to you for?
Yeah, like I got to go to the Main Street Electrical Parade's return, like the premiere night of that. So that was really neat, because I showed like such a passion for it, I guess, in one of my videos. So they reached out to me to do that. So that was really cool. Yeah, and then I did another thing with MaxPass, which
was named after you, obviously.
Yeah, you know, it's my pass. So they were like, let's call Max for this. I did a thing with MaxPass where they had me use it like the day before it came out and make a video about it. So that was awesome. And I got to go around the park with, you know, a Disney cast member, and they taught me how to use it, and so like, you know, there's things like that which are great. I hope there's more. I hope they involve food next time too.
Oh, definitely. No, there is Disneyland's Food and Wine coming up here.
Yep.
Soon, I believe it's in winter. Not entirely sure.
Food and Wine is in...
Do they have it in spring here? It's currently going on
yes.
in Epcot in Disney World,
yeah,
but that is on the other side of the country.
Yeah, Disneyland's Food and Wine is in the spring. So it'll be next spring, yeah, like April.
So Disney sells a couple of months to reach out to you for that one?
Yeah, yeah. Festival of Holidays is coming up, though, so.
either way, it's good food.
Yes, yes. Love it.
Mm. So do you have any maybe types of videos that are your favorite to make, whether they be unboxing or Disney news or just Disney food or vlogs?
I think you figured it out. It's food. Disney food's definitely my favorite to do. I love my food and my drink and so Disney food, combining that, it I'm really passionate about food, and so Disney food is just like, you know, I think that's where a lot of people actually connect with me a lot in my videos. My food videos seem to be like the thing people really talk to me the most about. And that's cool because it's my favorite. I love eating and I love sharing that passion.
Yeah, plus it's great how you're always very much on top of it. Like I found out about all of the Halloween treats in Cars Land from your videos before I even found the Disney blog.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I'm going the first day to try a lot of this stuff. I tried so much the first day. I mean, I made a lot of videos that day, actually. I tried a lot of food and treats. It was a day, but I make sure to go real hard with the food because I love it. So yeah, but I had a lot, yeah.
Well, it might not be so happy, but the stomach is. That's what's important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Felt good.
So just going down the list of questions I have, next question is actually about food. I guess I had a feeling, that especially from the Maxwell's Munchies series, that you had. Do you have a favorite kind of munchie in the park?
Sure. I mean, I guess churros are probably my favorite, like, you know, classic Disneyland snack treat, I would say.
Especially now that you can get them in four different colors because that's a Halloween snack.
Yeah. And the pumpkin spice churro is out. And I was there yesterday and I just made a video about that. Which will be up in like a day. Got to edit that one. But yeah, that'll be my Max's Munchies for October.
Oh, you've heard it here really first,
good.
Folks.
It's really good. It's so good.
I'm going to have to find that one. Which card is it at?
It's only at Cozy Cone Motel in Cars Land. That's it.
That makes a lot of sense considering that the popcorn stand there
has
very interesting flavors.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a good spot for it. So you can only get it there. But I would say that's my favorite classic, you know, Disneyland, you know, sweet treat. Yeah.
Okay, so kind of going international a bit since you haven't just made videos on Disneyland from what I could find, at least also videos on Disney World, especially recently with your recent trip. Food and Wine looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And also videos over in Disneyland Paris. Mm-hmm. Are there any kind of snacks or munchies from abroad that you would want to bring here from Disneyland or maybe ones that you've seen or heard of? Because Tokyo Disney has the best food.
Yeah, I got to go there. I would say, like, I need to go over to Tokyo because some of the stuff there looks so neat. It's like, because they are very creative, it seems, with...
Mickey-shaped everything.
Yes, Mickey-shaped everything. And they also can just... I've seen, like, even, Mike Wazowski, like but they make it into actual food, you know, not just like sweets, which is really cool. So I have to get over there. But I mean, like my time at, you know, Epcot Food and Wine, that's the best.
You can just hear in the sigh. We need to another 20 booths here in Disneyland so we can fully...
There's nothing like the filet mignon from Canada. Oh, and the cheddar cheese soup with the pretzel. Oh, gosh. We just don't have it here. They don't have it here.
We don't have the room for it.
I know. It's sad. It's so good.
So you mentioned a little bit earlier how with so many Disney YouTubers on the platform, it's kind of hard to stand out. What do you think about you makes your channel stand out?
I think it's just, you know, I'm really passionate about it, and it's not like I'm acting or trying to be something. It's, you know, it's just real. It's just me. I think that's what I think has drawn people to watch me. It's just I am genuinely sharing my love of it with people, and I'm not putting it on. It's just it's real, and I think that's why people connect with it. It's just, I don't know, I have a genuine, real enthusiasm and love for it, and you know, I guess it's fun for people to see that and they connect with it, which is really neat. Yeah.
And so, sorry. Yeah. So with your viewers who love connecting with your videos, because it's definitely, it's fun watching your videos. It's just watching a very happy guy out in the park eating everything.
Yeah.
And then just kind of wishing he could be there also eating everything.
Yeah.
They have so many good snacks.
It's the best. I'm starving right now. I'm so hungry.
And so, having what I would assume would be the majority of your fans be Disneyland fans, since the majority of your videos are in Disneyland. Just living in Southern California, it's hard to make a day trip to Disney World.
It's tough. Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if you get recognized in the parks with, you know, just a small little 45,000 subscribers. You know, nothing big. So, what do your viewers normally say or do when they recognize you around the parks?
I get a lot of like, Mr. Cheesy Pop, you know, I'll just be walking by, and I walk really fast too when I'm in the parks typically, especially if I'm making videos, cause I'm like, I'm on a mission, and you know, just be Mr. Cheesy Pop, you know, and I'll stop and say hi, and it's just it's really neat. To have people come up to me and say that, you know, my Disney videos have made some sort of small impact on their life, and it's great. It's really cool. So if you ever see me, say hi, because it's really nice. So yeah,
I'm sure you'll be getting a lot of people thanking you for, oh my god, I had no idea about these pumpkin spice churros. Or also, oh my god, I had no idea where to find them. I thought they were just orange churros.
Right?
I think there are some churros that have that are just orange right
yes,
now.
Yes, there are. There are.
I want to say Frontierland.
Yeah, they just colored them. You know, like, that's all they did, though.
So, they're pretty churros.
Yeah, they did it for pictures. Really.
Really? Disney with the rose gold ears are not making stuff for pictures.
Oh, man. Haven't gotten those. Those are, like, impossible. They get in the store, and then they're gone in like, a second.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, not that that's I... That's a lot how fast they're just out of there.
Yeah. Because Disney fans are... they're intense.
Yeah, and everything with the rose cups when Beauty and the Beast came out. Man. Now they're sold in Hot Topic.
Yeah. I know. What is that? People waited in line for like hours.
I saw people pay over $100 for them on eBay, so now it's just, you could have gotten that in Hot Topic.
Just, gosh, that's...
People really love Disney.
Whatever, yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah.
The important thing is that they weren't limited edition.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you consider to be your biggest accomplishment from the channel? Kind of maybe a video that you're really proud of, or maybe one of the events that you went to that you would consider to be like a real highlight of having the channel?
I think I did this like Disney song called Magic in the Air. And that was really cool, getting to do just write and sing a Disney song, and we filmed it in the park. Just, you know, just real low-key filmed it in the park. That was really neat. I would love to do something like that again. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I would love to do something like that again. It's just hard because it's a lot more work and time and effort and money. And it's just, that was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching back over that song, preparing for this video, and just missing Paint the Night. And
oh, man, I know, right? So good.
That was so nostalgic.
Yeah, it was a really special time at the park. Yeah, that 60th, they just went all out. It was awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, those 16 months of the 60th anniversary.
Yeah. I know. Why couldn't it last longer?
You know, they can just, like, keep going it through the 61st.
Yeah, yeah.
But Paint the Night Parade is coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. At DCA.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I know.
But
I'll take it.
It's still
wherever.
The parade coming back.
Wherever.
So, with you being such a public Disney fan, do you feel more inclined to participate in every or almost every Disney event? Or do you think you still would even if you... like, didn't have the YouTube channel, didn't have as many Instagram followers?
I would still do it. Yeah, I mean, I'm a Disney fan, you know, first. I would just be there. I just wouldn't be making videos. Might be easier.
You don't quite have to worry about the camera on surviving Space Mountain.
Yeah. But I've chosen this. It's good. I don't regret it. So, but yeah, no, it'd be the same.
So, do you have any advice for an aspiring YouTuber who maybe wants to get into YouTube, whether it be Disney or not?
Yeah, I mean, the number one thing is to just be you and be genuine and be passionate about it. People seem to really connect with you sharing something you love that they love too. So it's just being really you and passionate, and then also working really, really hard. YouTube's not easy. It is a grind. You have to be putting out videos, good videos, quality videos that people can connect with. Especially at the beginning, you got to do a lot and often and consistently. So it's hard, but you know, as long as you're putting out stuff that you love, and you know, that's all you can really say. Just put out stuff you love. It makes people happy.
Just find a genuine interest and you'll find your audience. Well, hopefully you'll find an audience.
Hopefully. And if not, then that's okay too, because if you're happy, that's good.
Okay, so with how familiar you are with Disneyland, do you have maybe an uncommon tip that isn't, you know, going to be on the front page of Disneyland.com that you would suggest for someone who maybe isn't so familiar with the parks?
Let's see. Oh, that Dole Whip line. You know, I see everyone waiting outside on the Dole Whip line, on the outside of the line. But if you just go inside where the Tiki Room is, that waiting area, the Dole Whip line is always shorter. People don't do it.
Yep, the Tiki Room side, it's a good,
yeah,
a good AP fact.
Right? Yeah.
Good insider knowledge.
Yeah. I don't like telling people, though, you know? Like,
like, oh, this is a good tip, but I want to keep my line short.
Exactly, yeah. But yeah, that one.
Thankfully, we get a lot of tourists who don't know the difference
exactly
between Tomorrowland and Fantasyland.
It's true.
So,
It's true.
Okay, and so it looks like we are starting to run out of time. Do you have any last remarks for our listeners?
I guess thank you. That first of all, to everyone that you know watches my stuff, it's really cool to get to have made this part of my career. I just love hearing from people that love Disney as much as I do. So, yeah, it's really neat. So thanks.
Aww. Yeah. It's definitely nice having this community of people who all share very similar interests, all share, you know, one main passion and desire to get into Club 33.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Or the 1901 Club. That works, too.
That'd be nice.
One day.
One day.
Hopefully. Oh, you can make that a goal for your channel. It's like, try to befriend some Disney executives. Hey, can you get me into Club 33?
Seriously? What's going on?
Okay, so... thank you, Maxwell, for sharing what it's like to be an online figurehead in the Disney community. To our listeners, you can catch him at Mr. Cheesy Pop on YouTube with new videos every Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. And thank you to our listeners for listening to Parks and Pixie Dust with our guest, Max. This is Michelle reporting for KPCRadio.com.